Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup!
Big pot of friendship.
I like you. Do you like me?
I do like you.
You are my friend.
You're a nice young man, and I am your friend.
Shut up, Pete. I got friends now. I don't need you anymore.
Friend requests.
The friend request?
Why ain't this my friend request, bro? But you don't want to be my friend.
Hello, and welcome to the friend request. It's me, your host, Chloe Madron. I am coming to you all the way from Melbourne today, so the fort looks a little bit janky, looks a little weird, it's a little different, but we've got to, you know, set it up the way that it's set up. I'm in Melbourne just promoting my festival show, Hot Girl Stuff. You know, if you're in Melbourne, please come see it. But I thought that I would record some podcasts with some of my favorite comedians in this city. I think you're going to love them, like today's guest. Oh my God, such a treat. I know this guest decently, quite well, and I love him. He's just wonderful, very, very funny, very talented. He's also in movies. He's a comedian. He's a movie star. He's amazing. We talked about friendship, obviously, but we also talked about like masculinity and childhood stuff. He was a teacher for some time, so we talked a bit about teaching the youth of today, you know, the boys especially. It was really, really interesting chat. But also very funny, of course, obviously. You're going to love him. You're going to love the episode. It's the wonderful Ben Knight. Are you comfy? You don't look comfy.
Don't I look comfy?
No, I'm worried. It's honestly probably more comfortable than the original setup because that's on the floor.
Yeah, right.
You'd be surprised how many men can't sit on the floor.
Yeah, I'm all right.
You're all right.
I'm getting old, but I can feel it when I've sat on a floor for a while. Have we started?
Yeah, we started.
Oh, okay. All right.
We can cut this.
No, this is good. This is good podcasting.
Is that juicy gossip about you sitting on the floor?
This is fucking great. Clip it.
I'm clipping it. No, I have found that a lot of the guests, age doesn't matter. It's boys.
Boys can't sit on the floor.
Yeah, and I'm worried about them.
Man, boys suck. Am I right?
Yeah, girls rule.
It's just like another thing girls are better at.
Right? Oh, God, we're amazing.
Are there any chicks that can't sit on the floor? Surely. Are you trying to spin this into something?
That's the whole podcast is actually me figuring out who can and can't sit on the floor.
Just change it to that then. Yeah.
No. But you're okay? You're comfortable?
Early arthritis.
I hate that. It feels judgy.
Yeah.
I don't want to judge anyone.
Yeah, I think I've got it.
You're comfortable.
All the days. I'm okay. Comfy.
Okay, good. Oh my God, thank God. I'm actually normally sitting on that side of the podcast.
Yeah.
And I am freaking out because this, my left side of the face, is my good side. And so the camera's looking at my right. And
okay.
I'm thinking all of the fans are going to be watching this. They're like, she's actually hideous.
Do you see, that's another thing chicks do better. They know their side of their face. That's
because
better.
Our mums tell us.
Really?
Because our mums go, no, sweetie, chin down.
I think you had a different mum to my mum. My mum.
Yeah,
I had
a boy mum.
Nah, she had a daughter as well.
She was a boy mum to you.
I'll ask my little sister, but okay. I don't think she told her what side. Well, maybe she did. Fuck. Maybe
no.
You're right. Look at me mansplaining how mums do shit.
You know, I don't know. I don't know anything. I love my mum, but she is really good looking.
I've seen your mum.
I think
she's a
babe. Yeah, she's incredibly good looking, which I think that when people are really good looking, they teach other people, like their children, how to be really good looking, you know?
So,
she taught me how to pose for photos. She taught me what side of my face is my good side.
My mum's got a really nice personality.
That's sweet.
She's passing. No, I saw a photo of my mum and dad early,
yeah,
like 20s. I was like, fucking hell.
Hot?
Yeah, they were both
Oh, smoking. My God. They could get it?
Dad had like this beautiful curly blonde hair.
Oh, your dad's bald now, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Not me.
No.
I'm holding on to it.
You've got great hair.
Yeah, because I got a hair transplant. Gorgeous.
Oh, my God. I did hear you talk about that on Phone Hacks briefly.
Yeah.
What the heck?
And I just cover it with a hat. No.
No, your hair's beautiful. But when?
Yeah, it's coming back.
So sneaky and subtle, your transplant. How? When? What happened?
After I did a big film, like a film.
Yeah.
And a TV series. I had some money.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going thinner, and I think I was getting a lot of roles because of the way I looked.
Yeah, okay.
It's a bit different.
Funny how that could just be in your head, though. Hey?
Long red hair.
Yeah, yeah. Buff.
But
buff.
No, not at the moment.
You didn't
want to
wear a tight shirt, but buff.
Yeah, if I wear a tight shirt, you look like a fuckhead. Anyway, no, you don't, but that's your persona. I don't like wearing tight shirts on stage because everyone's like, you fucking loser.
I don't like wearing low-cut tops on stage for the same reason.
Yeah, yeah, because it's just, oh, yeah, dudes, yeah. And it's chicks, just, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's off-putting to women, I found.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Distracting to men.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you don't look like a fucking... The Hunchback of Notre
Sorry,
Dame.
Sorry, we're not disgusting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I got mates who just go out on stage and just go, like, do whatever. Just say hi. And then they're just, like, giggling already. I'm like, God damn. I mean, I'm not saying I'm an oil painting, but it's like, yeah, in the comedy world, you're like, that's why I got into comedy. It's like, yeah.
So that you could be the hottest.
I'm far from the hottest, but when you're with other comedians that, like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you feel like a fucking, 10.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. That's actually not why I got into comedy at all.
No. That's what it is. That's what I'm going to tell everyone.
Please
now.
Please don't say that.
Sydney's like the hottest, I feel like.
You guys are hot as shit.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
I love it. And I think it's making more people feel comfortable to be hot on stage.
Yeah.
I love it so much. I got to a gig yesterday. I had my fake eyelashes on and I felt like a fucking idiot in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, what are you doing?
What are you trying?
Wear a garbage bag.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I was like, Melbourne's ugly.
Yeah, because everyone's like, yeah, it's like an ironic sort of homeless look is cool. They take so much time to look like they took no time at all. Like, it's that sort of vibe in Melbourne, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, I don't know. It's great. I like it, but I worked in Sydney for about 6 months last year. End of last year, the year before, and you guys are fucking... I stayed on Bondi Beach.
Yeah,
and it sucked. I felt like... Because I was in pretty good shape for this role.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm feeling good. And then I took my lid off at Bondi. I was like, oh, I'm disgusting. It's this pasty ginger. Just everyone's shredded as shit. Their
They're
asses
so
are out. I was working out at Icebergs.
Yeah.
I got a membership there. Yeah. And you can work out on the patio.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they said you can go and work out overlooking the beach.
That's so nice.
And so I took some weights out there. I was doing weights and these chicks, just because it's attached to the swimming pool, came out and just started sunbaking with their tits out.
Oh, my God.
And I had to move because I can't stay there. I'm like, I look like a creep.
Oh, you're so sweet.
But no one knew I was there first. It looks like if anyone came along, they're like, oh, they were definitely there first.
And this creep came out. Totally.
Doing that. Yeah.
Oh, you're a good guy.
You're
such an
ally. No, I was still looking at their tits. I was just inside. I was like, behind the glass.
Okay, just a smart guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Every dude's fucking looking. They're just like...
God, of course. And girls. It's like, I mean, boobs awesome. Boobs awesome? See, my brain broke.
Man.
Boobs awesome.
Boobs rule. Also, I check out dudes as well.
Yeah, exactly.
My mate that used to come to the gym with me, Kappa.
Mm-hmm.
He used to always call me a creep because I'd just be like, not creepy like that, but I'd like look and he goes, dude, I caught you. I'm like, I know you're looking as well.
Yeah.
You're just being, I'm not saying anything to you fuckhead. And also, I look at the dudes as well.
Yeah.
Like when dudes are.
We all just look around at each other. It's just life.
It's sick.
Fuck it. It is sick. And people are beautiful. Man, I was actually nervous to move to Sydney.
Yeah, right.
I've lived in Melbourne. I was very comfortable here. I was fine in Melbourne. Brisbane, I'm like, I'm doing great. Although there's some hotties. But I was actually...
Queensland's hot.
Yeah. And everyone's like naked because it's warm.
Yeah, yeah. So you got to look good with your lid off.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was nervous to move to Sydney because I'm like, people are so hot there. You know what I did?
Yeah, they are.
I got hotter. That's what I did. Is that what you did? I stepped it up. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. Well, and I mean, I still have to live in the inner west. I can't be in Bondi.
Bondi's because I stayed in the city and I was like, yeah, this is cool. I'm all right. But then like, you go to Bondi and you're like, I'm a piece of shit.
It's crazy. This
is insane.
Yeah. And everyone is like much more checking each other out there as well.
Yeah.
They feel the pressure.
Yeah. It's wild. It's real wild. I loved it, but also it's so weird. The culture there, it made me very uncomfortable. I worked out with a dude there. It was me, this dude, and another actress, and we did like chin ups and we did everything. And then he did like, we're going to do an ab workout. And then at the end, he was like, okay, now let's just kneel down, put your hands on your heart. And just thank your body for what it's allowing you to do. Close your eyes. And I'm like, I'm gonna fucking close my eyes, dude. This is so dumb. Just sitting in the middle of like this workout, that free workout area. And everyone was into it. Like there was like three or four of us like breathe in. And
shit.
I'm just like looking, just going like, I didn't want to offend him, but I also didn't want to look like a fuckhead.
Oh my God. You gotta embrace it, man. You gotta thank your body.
Well, he was such a sweet dude. And like, I'm not teasing him, it's just my comedian brain is like, you're a fucking idiot, what are you doing.
I used to get very angry doing yoga for that exact reason when I was like younger, like a teenager. I'd get real mad because they're like being all spiritual and fucking, oh my God, what we've done is incredible. I'm like, it's not, we stretched. But now, man, honestly, I'm fine with it.
I have a confession, which it's not really a confession, I think some people know this about, most people know this about me. I like went full Eckhart Tolle spiritual because I lived on the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah.
And then I went north and taught in a community up north, and it was just like, I was just living with like the indigenous mob, and like as a white fella, you're like, oh, I'm spiritual, I'm in touch. And then like still got a peace sign on my
fucking...
Oh,
you got a fucking John Lennon tattoo on your chest.
Don't tell him I got a John Lennon tattoo.
I'm sorry.
I got the Imagine lyrics tattooed on my ribs. Like a fucking idiot. And so I went through this full spiritual stage. I'm like, oh man, I'm so enlightened. And then I came out of it and I'm like, oh, you dickhead. And I still bear the scars. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. I've got like a pagan symbol tattooed on my back, you know.
Yeah, but that's ambiguous, right? Is it?
I guess a little. But still, it was like, it's the three stages of womanhood, you know. It's...
Yeah, see, that's kind of nice. Like, Imagine lyrics.
Yeah, no, that's worse. That's
They're
real
so
bad.
Big as well, on the ribs. My hippie girlfriend at the time was like, you should definitely get it. And she was hot as, so I'm like, oh, yeah, promise? Yeah. Will you touch my willy after? Like, that's... I didn't do very good with the ladies at all until, like, I was maybe 20.
Is that when you got buff?
Because it was kind of, yeah. I got buff for two reasons. Because I was a ginger with a crook head on the Sunshine Coast. No girls looked at me.
I was
skinny. I've grown into it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
But if I show you a photo of me in my 20s, you'll be like, he wasn't lying. And then, yeah, I was sick of getting bullied because I was a ginger on the coast and everyone was just like hot surfer dudes. Mm-hmm. So I learned acoustic guitar and started working out. I'd always played guitar, to be fair, but I just started playing more.
You just started playing it out in public and fucking
public at the parties.
Oh my God, it's so bad. Did you love the Barbie movie then? Did you love the scene?
It made me cringe and like, but just it hurts so much more when you're that dude. Like everyone's like laughing. I'm like, I don't get it.
Oh man, I mean, it's embarrassing to also have fallen for that dude time and time again. So,
did you?
Yeah.
Fuck, sucked in.
Not long though. Shut up. It was really only until I was like early 20s, and then I was pretty.
Yeah, I sort of snapped out of it.
Yeah. What got you out of it?
Like a couple of months ago. No, I think when I started traveling a bit more.
Yeah.
So how I got into comedy was I was playing music, had a didgeridoo, had all that sort of stuff, Xavier Rudd.
Illegal.
It's
just
it's not illegal. I
think it's illegal.
Hey. Anyway. I played the didgeridoo and stomp box and electric and acoustic guitar, and I was busking when I was overseas.
Yeah.
Traveling in hostels. And then I was like in the middle of a village in Guatemala, like staying in a little school, and no one was speaking any English. So as a way of sort of satiating and using English, I started changing all my singer-songwriter songs about love into dumb jokes about like dicks and pubes.
Oh, wow.
And titties. And then when I started traveling in the hostels, I'd sing them and they were like, dude, that's fucking funny. That's and I was awesome. Like, this is the best. I like this way better than like, oh, you broke my heart.
Yes.
And then I went in a competition in Brisbane, Raw.
Yeah.
And it went good, but I'm glad I didn't go to the national.
Oh, God. Because,
yeah, the song was just honestly a 5-minute song about pubes.
Uh-huh.
which is actually, since I moved to Melbourne, I was like, that's so dumb and immature. And now I'm more comfortable in myself. I'm like, it fucking rules.
It's awesome.
Actually, why the fuck didn't I?
What was the takeaway from the song? Was it, were you for or against?
Oh, it's an interesting song because it's just me talking to my girlfriend about how, like, the full-on bush, which in hindsight, yeah, it's very sexist. But I wrote the song in two parts. It was me talking about the big bush, and she was like, yeah, that's fine. As long I'll shave it as long as you get, like, a dick enhancement and take the pills so you don't come quick and did all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And everyone in the hostels was just like, just do the chick bit. Just do the fucking...
Yeah.
And
okay.
I was like, all right.
Oh no, you like took away the part that makes it
that makes kind it yeah. So I was like, I was trying to be progressive. I think it was always there,
yeah,
but then just surrounded by like everyone, I don't know, hostels and a lot of Queensland mates just like, just do the pube bit. Mm-hmm. It's fucking funny, dude. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, yeah, you promise? And
yeah, then, no, look, people hate women just like endlessly.
Yeah, you guys suck.
No, girls rule.
Of course, I'm joking.
Oh, but they do. They do. It shocks me. I keep having like experiences, you know, with the people on the internet, all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, because you're fucking blown up.
Yeah, I'm a star.
You're doing so sick.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's exciting, but also, you know, there are downsides to it.
And oh, the comments.
Yeah, comments, messages, and like broader than that. Like, there's a fucking subreddit dedicated to trying to find my nudes. And just like zooming in on bits of cleavage of me on my stories and stuff. It makes me so uncomfortable.
Have you spoken about this?
Not really.
That's fucking funny as shit.
It's crazy.
God damn.
It's crazy. And every time something happens that upsets me, I'll talk to Jacob about it. And I'm like complaining about, but you know, what? They don't see me as a whole person. And every time it just ends with him saying, Yeah, honey, it's misogyny. Like,
yeah,
it's sexism. Yeah, it's everywhere.
And yeah.
I'm like shocked. It's still so bad. Oh my God.
It's a very interesting time to be alive. Well, I mean, because everyone can just like, comment whatever.
Yeah.
So do you get DMs as well?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, baby.
Oh, yeah. It's so fun though because I block every single person who mentions like tits. Or OnlyFans, even if they just ask for OnlyFans and it's like they've done it in a polite way, I still block them because I'm like, you're not here for the right reasons.
You're not valuable
to me. So let that be a warning.
Yeah, you fucking creeps. I know most of what's the ratio of people that watch this, do you reckon?
Of people that are creeps on there?
Well, just like, yeah.
No, actually, honestly, the fans of the podcast are awesome.
Are they?
Yeah, they're so lovely.
You got to say that.
No, I'm not kidding.
You fucking creeps.
No, like, look, the YouTube comments are fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
They're so nice. I love them. So everyone on the pod's awesome.
I try not to look at comments.
It's hard.
I don't post much anyway. I've got to get better at that. I'm so bad. I love doing live stand-up. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
I like doing acting, but I'm only just starting to put shit out.
Mm.
I don't know.
It's nice if you don't have to. It's like, oh, I haven't put up any clips of me being silly on stage, but, you know, you're in a fucking movie. You're in movies.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that rules, but...
You don't really need to. It's a different thing.
I do know. I'm putting my special out, my stand-up special out, that's which will exciting. Be good, and I'll clip all that. Yeah.
When's that?
That'll be like start of school holidays because it's called the parent. It means nothing to me. I forget her as well.
I'm not a child.
So I'm a... it would look fucking creepy, eh? Yeah. I'm an ex-teacher. I still do substitute teach, but the show is called, The Parent Teacher Night, and it's just me hanging shit on parents, basically. All the things that we can't say.
I've
and
seen
kids,
the show.
And, yeah.
It's so good.
Thanks, mate.
I love it. This is a podcast about friendship.
Yeah.
And I did wonder, as a teacher, if you had, like, many observations about kids making friends.
And kids, yeah.
More specifically, if you could tell me what you think the biggest or most common thing kids fight with their friends about is.
Okay.
This
is a pretty weird question to ask a ginger about friends, especially in Queensland. But
I shouldn't have had you on. You don't know what you're talking about.
Did you mean friend? No, we... I had heaps of friends. No, I was all right. I was actually... I actually did all right for a ginge, despite what the stereotype made. Yeah.
That's good.
It was weird because I was popular in primary school because I went to a Catholic school that everyone played soccer and I was very good at soccer.
It really helps.
And then I moved, like, I was the hottest girlfriend. Jacqueline Sloan, if you're watching.
How old were you? Tell me.
I would have been 12.
Okay, so you think a 12-year-old hot?
12-year-old? I did then. When you're 12, you think 12-year-old girls are hot.
Yeah, you do.
And then it's funny. I met her again when we were like 21.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, you're my girl. And she was with her partner at the new partner. I was like, she's my girlfriend in grade 7. And he just went like, what the fuck? Like, tried to staunch me. Seriously? I was like, dude.
That's insane.
I didn't, like, I kissed her cheek once. I was so scared. Like, nothing happened, bro. Anyway.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was really funny. But I went from, like, being very popular in primary school to, like, I went to from a 300 kids Catholic school mm-hmm. to a 1500 kid public school.
Whoa.
Rugby league.
Whoa.
I was in the gifted science class.
Oh no.
I got fucking bullied.
No. Pretty,
I got smashed pretty bad. But it was good. You build resilience and everything. I really liked it.
Yeah. Good.
By grade 11 and 12 I was like, you sort of find your feet. But as far as your initial question, because I've seen, it's interesting seeing being a kid at school and then obviously seeing the kids.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like there would be some recurring things. You know, like I asked the question because I'm picturing, you know, kids arguing over a sports game or something. Like, I feel like you would have seen kids fighting with their friends, right?
One that I had to break up the other day, it was pretty brutal. These girls were playing handball. It would have been grade 5. And this other kid came up and he's like, I want to play. And they're like, no, you're annoying us. Like, you kept hitting the ball away. He's like, being really annoying.
Oh, God.
And I was like, just leave him alone. Yeah. He goes, they don't like me because I'm black. And I was
like, oh, my God.
Dude, don't bring... He was like grade 3. And I was like,
oh, my God.
Dude, don't bring this into it. You're being an asshole. Stop bringing this into it. You're
Jesus Christ. That's and too little.
I was like, dude, he really got me that. Like, it's so funny watching a kid that knows how to play like a card.
You're like, okay, go annoy them.
Okay,
go.
Yeah. Sorry for everything.
Oh, my God. Sorry for everything.
It was real funny when he played that card. I was just like, because what am I meant to do? I was like, I actually said, no, it's not. Like, you're being annoying.
Yeah. That's so.
And then it's funny, when they play the.
Yeah.
When kids are starting to get very savvy.
Yeah.
And so they know how to play.
That's not, I don't think that's good.
No, it's fucking crazy. Like, they know how to play certain cards and they're getting very aware of the world and, like, I think just social media and being exposed to a lot of stuff. So it's very,
Oh, hate that.
It's a weird time. Yeah, it's an interesting time.
The way racism should be in childhood and sexism is that you experience something shit and you don't know why and you cry to your parent and they say, oh, it's okay, you don't know. And then the parent explains it to them that people suck. It's
like,
come on, the kid shouldn't know straight away.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're assuming the worst of everyone.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe you just suck.
Yeah, it's hard, but it's hard when they play that card because it's like, no, you're being annoying.
Yeah.
Stop. Don't play that. But also, well done. Like, fucking, I get it.
Bravo.
Yeah. I'd play the ginger card if anyone cared.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Yeah. Actually, I got a fucking bone to pick with you.
Because I dye my hair?
Yeah.
Okay, shut up. Doesn't your girlfriend have dyed red hair?
Yes, I picked the bone with her as well.
Well, go on, what's the
problem? Because you guys are just, you and my girlfriend are just hot girls that have just become ginger.
Yeah.
That's like our blackface. You didn't get fucking wedgied at school.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I had my own problems at school, thank you very
much.
Yeah,
everyone did. This is our bloody culture's not your costume.
Well,
all right?
In one of the episodes recently, I had someone who, his hair's like faded, but he was a ginger growing up and he had the same issue. And he was like, I'd be so mad because I told him my sister's a ginger naturally.
Yeah.
And he's like, how does she put up with that? Because I'd be so mad if my sister did that. And I was like, I don't know. She's kind. I don't know. Maybe she loves me. She wants me to have this lived experience of being a princess with beautiful hair.
It is different for chicks.
It's so different. But I do apologize. I actually would love to be a brunette again. I would
Why
love
you do it?
Because I'm worried it's worked its way so far into my branding and I'm only just starting to get like an audience and be recognized and all of that sort of stuff. I feel like if I change it now, I won't be recognized. I need to like get famous, and then I will have the freedom to be a brunette again.
So you're using my culture to propel yourself forward.
Yes, I am. Well. The massive reason I got like so many followers and fans and all of this was because I did a YouTube series where the guy did a bunch of ginger jokes at me.
Yeah.
So it was like bullying, ginger bullying on speed. You know, it was like, quick fire. Kind
of
thing.
It doesn't hurt because you're not a ginger.
I'm sorry.
No one's asked you growing up, oh, you got ginger pubes. Like, yes, I got three of them. Like,
I was called a ranger as a teenager when I dyed my hair red then.
Oh, you poor thing. It was probably so, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I get cranky at my girlfriend all the time as well because she is a beautiful fake ginge. Mm.
I think you like it.
Do you know what I was thinking the other day? I think, like, my loins, because my... my loins is like crying out for like another ginge, but she tricked me because like we've got to procreate because we're dying out. So I thought maybe my brain was just like.
I actually had that written down as a question for truth or dare, but we're already into it. I'll have to make up a new truth or dare if you choose truth. But I was going to ask because didn't you date another girl who was redhead?
Yeah, like she was a real redhead.
Yes.
So my first ever girlfriend was a ginger.
Yeah.
And then.
Now your last ever girlfriend?
My last ever girlfriend.
Loves her.
Beautiful Andy. I hope you're listening. But the girl before her, my ex, she was a real ginge. And that you ginge and ginge can only have ginge. That's how the genes work.
Really?
Yeah, it's not like it's not you can't have any other throwbacks.
Whoa. Yeah. That's cool.
Ginge and blue eyes. Wow. Fucking you're gonna be a daywalker. Yeah. Oh.
Crazy. I see. I wrote down the question that, you know, yes, you have a thing for redheads. Is it because you want to bang yourself?
Oh.
That was my question.
No, you got to have good self-esteem for that. You need real good self-esteem to bang yourself. Would you bang yourself if you could?
Yeah, 100%. But that's not a self-esteem thing. That's just I'm vain and I know what I like. I think I'd be awesome.
And you're into chicks as well, right? Yeah, it's harder for me because, I don't. Well, I literally
do a joke about it on stage. You'll see it tonight. I'm going to be amazing. But
oh, yeah, we're gigging tonight.
We are gigging tonight. Hell
yeah. I don't think I could bang myself.
Yeah.
Nah, just because I don't think I could bang a dude.
Yeah, that's very different.
I've questioned it. It's like, could you, like, obviously you play the thought experiment.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't think I can do it. I find dudes attractive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, you're really hot. But, like, as far as, like.
Yeah. peen and butt.
Yeah.
Going on.
Yeah, I think that'd, yeah, I don't think I could do that. Sorry, any guys out there that are...
Fuck. We just lost all of the viewers.
Dream shattered.
Do you have siblings that are redheads?
Yeah. Some. I'm full ginge.
See, that's what freaks me out. I don't actually usually want to go for a ginger because my siblings are gingers. And I'm like...
Oh, it'll be a throwback.
I don't really like blondes. My mum's a blonde and a hot blonde.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I see a hot blonde and I'm like, Mum, Cameron Diaz even, you know, hot woman.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Mum, it's my mum. No.
Yeah, it must be weird having a hot mum.
It is weird. I think it was hardest for my brother.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Because Freud is, every dude wants to have sex with their mum.
Yeah.
Isn't that the thing?
Yeah.
The Freudian thing? But
that's
like,
the thing.
It was fine for me because, my mum is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, she was hot in the day, but then I only saw her when in the 80s with the big permed hair and the big glasses and all that. But yeah, I think because I've seen your mum.
Yeah.
If I had her as a mum, it would be obviously.
It's a lot. Like my sister and I are both bi, but it's just not the same. I think he got a lot more shit from his friends. Whereas my my friends, I like because I have a lot of fellows. One of my closest friends, my oldest friend, he said like one thing when we were maybe 10, and I said, "Shut the fuck up, I'll kill you."
About your mum,
he did shut up.
Okay,
until I was older and I was like, "Mum is hot," and he was like, "Thank God, yeah, she's so hot."
I've been holding it in for so long.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we talk about it?
But my brother, I think he had a lot more friends that were like, "No, this is a very fun thing to tease you about."
Oh, it's definitely a dude thing. Yeah. It's definitely. We had one mate. His mum was like a little bit hot.
Yeah.
You know, like you're at that age where it's like just the tiniest bit hot. We're like, dude, oh, fuck your mom.
She straightens her hair. That's it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, in hindsight, like, I've looked at photos with all of us together. I'm like, well, she is hot, but like,
it's just
that tiny little bit where you're just like, oh,
that's enough.
You want to tease your mate. It's a mixture of like your mum's a little bit hot and we want to tease you.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I was at a friend's wedding. Andrew Bensley. Do you know Bensley?
Yeah.
Of course you do. Yeah. He was at his wedding last weekend and his mum did the speech and all of a sudden all the comedians just turning to each other like, what? Bensley's mum's so hot. And she's just, you know, she's just a blonde woman.
Yeah. It's like teachers at school.
Mm-hmm.
They were hot, the hot teachers. Yeah. You look back and you're like, oh no, they were just not.
They were under 40.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you get that? How old are your kids at school?
No, primary school.
Oh, yeah. Thank God.
Yeah, of course not.
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I was a weird little kid. I would have been. I don't know. Oh, my God. Yes, Mr. Knight. No, I don't mind being in detention.
No, not at all. Although kids are getting hypersexualized way earlier.
Really?
Like grade 5 and 6 now. Because when I was in primary school, grade 7 was the end of primary school.
Yes,
but now it's grade 5 and 6. Some of the grade 5 and 6 classes I've taught, the kids are like saying shit to each other. They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, that's
like,
kind of
how do you know that?
Ugh, internet, man.
Yeah.
Internet.
It's a weird time. Yeah.
It's very weird. Although I do, like, I think it's very natural for kids to be horny at that point. Like, I certainly was. That's not a crazy age to be starting to get horny. And I mean, I was trying to date everyone from the moment I was born.
I don't think I was.
Really?
I don't think I got horny until, like, I was a late bloomer, though. I didn't get pubes till, like, I got a bit that I do about getting pubes late. I distinctly remember getting my first pube.
Really?
That's the bit. I won't do it, but it's very, yeah.
Man, I got my period at 11.
Yeah. Like, well, chicks obviously mature quicker than dudes.
Yeah.
I remember having my first sexual dream, and it was weird. It was with I would have been grade 6 or 7.
Yeah,
but I had no concept of what sex was because I didn't watch it. Like, obviously, I hadn't watched any porn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny what your brain does, what sexuality is, and like because I don't
what
think,
it makes for you in the little bit like mind movie.
Yeah, because I don't know. Like, I knew I had a penis.
Yeah,
and I knew it went up when I saw Michelle Pfeiffer in the Catwoman suit. That was my first ever bone. I remember that was fucking
so
the best. She came out. She licked Batman's face. She was in leather. That went up and I was like, I don't know what the fuck this is, but...
It rules.
That rules, yeah. Yeah, but when you don't know what sex is and then you try and then your brain dreams up of what it was.
Yeah.
Like, I think I use a plastic bag as a condom or some
God.
Shit.
God.
Yeah.
In the dream?
In the dream.
Okay.
Because all I knew, you're not allowed to get pregnant, and I didn't know what a condom was yet because I was like grade 6.
See, I started, we did sex ed from grade 4 at my school.
Yeah, see, that's weird. Get kids.
But I thought it was really good. I mean, I have a pretty healthy relationship with sex, and it can't just be that. It's also my upbringing and whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But by the time I was sexually active pretty young because I did bloom very young as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I held off as long as I could. But I knew about what to do. I knew what was smart. I didn't get pregnant till I was in my 20s, but I thought it was really helpful.
Absolutely. It's just, I don't know. I didn't, have that. We did talk about it in grade 7, I think. But
yeah.
I think sex ed is getting a lot earlier because of the internet and everything.
Smart.
Yeah.
So sad, but also, I don't know.
Anyway, this is about friendship.
This is about friendship, not kids trying to fuck each other. Related. I was going to say, that's what I would assume a lot of the kid in friend fighting, like the friendship group fighting at school.
Oh, yeah, so funny.
I imagine a lot of boyfriend, it is about like, crushes. Yeah, boyfriend, girlfriend, yeah. All of that sort of stuff.
Because I do substitute teaching. Yeah. So every time I go in, like, I don't know, when I've got time, I'll go in like once every couple of weeks or something. And yeah, everyone's got a new boyfriend or girlfriend.
Oh my God. Yeah. The drama.
Yeah. Rules in prep though, because like they don't know what it is. It's just like, got a girlfriend. I'm like, that's sick.
That's so cute.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. There's one little dude in prep. He's a little ginger as well.
Yeah.
Obviously won't say his name, but he fucking hates me. And it hurts me so much because, like, I'll do like a joke in class.
My God.
He doesn't hate me, but he's just not interested in any of my jokes.
Yeah.
Like, I'll do a joke and you crush in prep because you just say something. Like, if you say fluff, they're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, like, I'll be crushing in prep and everyone's laughing. And then he'll just be looking at me like, nah, like,
fuck.
I'm not into it.
Fuck.
Yeah. I'm like, dude.
He's the one guy with his arms folded.
Come on, bro. Yeah, I'm like trying my hardest. I can't crack him. He's just like he's so cool. He's like an old man as well. Like, he makes noises when he sits down. He goes like, eh.
What?
He's the fucking best.
Does he have older parents?
I think he's got older brothers.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And so, like, it's funny seeing kids that have older siblings because they've experienced more from them, heard more, and so their sense of humor is more developed. Yep. And yeah. Fuck. Yeah, they're real funny.
Man, it's all so interesting to me.
Yeah.
I don't want kids, but like I'm just fascinated. Like what
you don't want kids?
No.
Yeah.
No, I will not be procreating. If anything, maybe one day when I'm old and rich and bored, I could foster.
Maybe, oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or even adopt if I get the inkling all of a sudden to have a baby.
Yeah,
but
I just don't.
I don't want to. I certainly don't want to make one.
Yeah.
I've been pregnant twice and I fucking hated it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It sucks. I think it's also sexist, honestly.
What is?
Childbirth.
Childbirth is sexist.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to take that up with the fucking...
biology?
Genomes, I think.
Mother Nature? I know, but I think it's
2 billion
up.
Years ago. Because that's how XY chromosomes work.
Well,
I'm so sorry.
It's stupid.
You got to do it.
No.
Actually, you probably won't have to do it soon.
Yeah, exactly. If men had to do it.
Well, there is a man.
It would be sorted out by now.
There's a pregnant man emoji now.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's talking about, you know, trans men. So.
Yeah, but also.
What?
Just another bone to pick. I know I keep talking about ginger shit, but there was a trans man emoji before a fucking ginger emoji came out. That's where we are as a society. Like, yeah, fuck you guys.
That's so funny.
Yeah, there's no ginger. Like, you know, you can press it and then slide across to choose your. There's no ginger there.
There is now, right?
No, there's just one. No, there's one. There's one that you can choose. They put us off in our own category.
Uh-huh.
And he's got a seedy moustache as well. It's like, you can be a ginger, but also look like a pedo.
There's a ginger girl.
Yeah, she looks beautiful.
She does.
The ginger, look up the ginger emoji.
That's so funny.
Well, the last time I looked at it, he had a Mercedes moustache, and that was the only ginger you could choose.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, fuck you guys, Apple.
God, he's really the victim.
I'm fired up because you called yourself ginger.
I didn't. Other people did. I have copper hair. That's what I tell people. I dye it.
Electric
I buy
copper.
The color. I buy the color at the hairdresser place. I say light copper, please, 8.4. It's not red.
Yeah, all right. It's light copper. You can use that.
Thank you.
I guess.
Thank you very much.
Can't use copper though, or strawberry blonde. I got a mate that tries to call himself strawberry blonde.
You can use strawberry blonde.
Fuck no, not as a dude.
Because it's too cute.
Well, there's just like
very fancy
adjectives you can't use as a dude. Like a dude calling himself brunette, you're like, shut up, dork. You're not a brunette.
That's so true.
Like Sylvester Stallone going like, I'm a brunette. You're like,
oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Do you do a bit about that?
I started writing a bit about that.
Good.
Don't tell them.
Sorry.
I meant to seamlessly weave Jesus, a bit. In
I
there.
Know. I
was
know,
actually,
but no,
I was
really
actually
funny.
Thinking about it the other day. I was like, fucking straw. Because my mate said he's strawberry blonde. I was like, shut up, idiot. You're a fucking. If you're a redhead as a dude, you're a fucking ginge.
Yeah.
Don't try and strawberry blonde. We don't get to use those adjectives.
I'm sorry.
No. I'm not mad about it at all.
You're perpetuating toxic masculinity, but, you know, I'm sorry about it.
Yeah, what is toxic masculinity? You guys are fucking, you're bloody neutering us. Yeah, wait till World War III comes out and then you guys will be like, fucking, oh no.
I love toxic masculinity, actually. I'm a big fan.
I'm trying to work
so
out.
So toxic.
Yeah, we all are. We just pretend on this fucking not to be. It's like, oh, I'm so perfect. Look at this on Instagram. And then behind, go into someone's fucking group chats and you see everyone's a fuckhead.
It's awesome.
Yeah, you're allowed to be a fuckhead every now and then. You're allowed to say stupid shit.
You're also a very, like, deeply nice person and everyone knows it. So I feel like that helps.
I think I am in my core. And yeah. I think when you are in your core, like, whenever you say stupid shit to your mates, everyone knows it only comes from a place of trying to get a laugh.
Yep.
Yep. And it's like there's no meanness in my heart at all towards whatever you fucking.
Oh, totally. I don't really stress about saying stuff, definitely not on the podcast, but even like when I'm clipping stuff up, like someone. I've had people try to have a go at me for saying certain things and, you know, oh, you can't say that and blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, if you listen, if you take the time to listen, you'll know me well enough to know that I mean so well. I'm just trying to be funny and like everything is fine.
Yeah, that's,
you know?
That's what and most also, comedians are doing.
Yeah, exactly. But
you
also,
can also tell, though, when they're not.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't think there's longevity in that, like in terms of, you know, people being your fan or anything. If you're not being your fucking self, if you're trying so hard to please everyone, you might please them all for 10 minutes, but like no one's sticking around for
the
whole thing, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Like it's off-putting.
It's an interesting process. I found that since I started comedy, I was like, who the fuck am I as a person?
Mm.
It's good stand-up. You find out who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like I played music when I first started.
Yeah.
And I got teased a lot for that because it's like, oh, musical comedy, you fucking loser. And
I'm bet.
Like, yeah, I was like, because you can't do it, piece of shit.
People are so jealous. Actually, that is something I was wondering about. Do you, you are very talented on many levels and smart. Have you ever found that you...
What are you meant to say? I fucking hate compliments
I'm sorry, but it's just true. Just take it, just deal. Have you ever had to like... Or has a friend ever made you feel like you have to diminish yourself or like dim your light?
Yeah. One of my best mates. It was one of the most lovely moments. Yeah, he's like... one of my best mates ever.
Mm.
He used to tease me because I'd like play the acoustic guitar.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
And though. It was like at parties or whatever and people liked it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, we're singing along. And he hated that I had the attention.
Yes.
And then I remember because we talk about fucking everything. Mm. And then he said, one day I was just like, why the fuck don't I just embrace it? And like, and then he was like, my mate's the best at guitar, he became like your wingman, and then it like just sort of perpetuated into like it's a better energy when everyone's sort of like building each other up.
That's so nice. But wait, go back there for a second. How did you notice that he was not into it? You were trying to be more subtle, and then what? You just embraced it.
Definitely grew up in a culture in Queensland where. A lot of friends would impress girls by tearing their mates down in front of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like the move.
Yeah.
It was like, and I was easy, very easy target. It's just like, yeah, whatever. And then, playing the guitar, mate was like, fucking whatever, calling me gay or whatever, which is, hilarious.
Hilarious. It's a good bit.
In the, I mean, if I watched a video of him saying gay on the acoustic, I'd probably still laugh. It is funny. But then he started sort of building me up and like saying, man, you look fucking great today. And we just had this like weird sort of,
it was
really nice. It was a very formative part of me. He was like, we sort of came to this thing where it's like you always should build your mates up, not tear them down.
Did you talk about that though? Did you?
Yeah,
right.
We had like this real big D&M when we're drunk because dudes can't do it.
Of course.
And then the next morning you pretend like you never had that conversation. You sort of
send them some fucked meme.
Can't remember. Yeah. You remember what happened last night? Nah, not at all. But no, we He's like my best mate. So like whenever we talk about shit, it's very open and honest, which is...
That's really nice.
Yeah, it is nice. I think I'm very lucky, especially for a dude to have a mate. I've got a... Mm-hmm. Actually, I've got a good core group of mates that I can talk like that with.
Yeah, okay.
Which
That's
is...
That's great.
Yeah, it's weird for... I only recently realised that I...
It's rare.
It is rare for dudes to be like... A bit vulnerable in front of each other.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Are they Sunny Coast boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got Sunny Coast boy and a really, really good mate that lives in Italy now, Nico.
Oh,
he was living
okay.
in Melbourne. Yeah.
I think I've heard you talk about him. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that was the like hippie spiritual surfer vibes that maybe helped that? Helped open things up?
Nah, because he was like a Navy bro that just came back.
Shit.
Came back. We saw both... idiots but sort of worked it out. Like we both came from very lovely families,
yeah,
but both trying to be bros,
yeah,
like the masculine sort of energy, because I played up, so I was surrounded by up in soccer, like up year levels, if that makes sense.
Oh,
like
yeah,
grade
yeah,
levels
yeah,
sorry
yeah.
I didn't explain it very well, but like I was surrounded by a lot of older masculine energy, so all the dudes that were sleeping with a lot of girls, they were like they're the dudes.
Yeah.
That's, you got to be like that. Yeah, that's the cool shit. Yeah, and so like totally. I tried to be like that in my early 20s or whatever, like 19, 20, 20. And then like by about 23, 22 maybe, I was like, this is kind of fucking dumb.
Yeah.
You sort of come to that realization of like.
So good to have that so young.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still a fuck it. I'm still working shit out. But like once I hit sort of like maybe mid 20s, I was like, oh yeah, that's, yeah.
What would be your advice to any listeners that have that in their friendships now, that don't want it? Like, they want to be more vulnerable and open, and they don't want to be like, you're gay to everything.
Oh, what, you talk to your mates?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hard one. It is tricky. Like, because every dude does have those conversations when they're drunk.
Mm-hmm.
When you
mm-hmm. or on drugs,
yeah, or on drugs. Oh, I love you, man. Yeah, uh-huh. But then when you're sober, if you say like nice shirt,
yeah,
it's like come in men's. That's like the you. Oh, I can't gotta say something.
It's so funny though.
It is funny.
Do you think that maybe that's a good way to do it? Like if they want to start, you know, talking more deeply or complimenting or whatever it is, like do it as the joke, like kind of like, oh man, I love you. I don't know. Make a joke out of it first.
Know. I think society has progressed a lot as well.
Yeah.
Where I think like mental health and everything is at the forefront
mm-hmm.
of a lot of things. So I think it's easier to have those conversations, but obviously That's there true. Are still pockets.
Yeah.
We live in a very, because we live in the arts world.
Yeah.
We think it's all like, are you okay, day is like lovely.
Not.
But like you go out to a rural town, like, are you okay? They're like, yeah, fucking fine, mate. Like it's,
yeah.
It's still prevalent.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's everywhere. I know that there are a lot of the listeners to this show who struggle with that. I got a lot of boys on here that have been like really appreciative when any of the guests open up about exactly this.
Yeah, right.
So I know that there are a lot of them that are still like, struggling with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. It's hard as a dude, especially when you come from that culture. Like my dad was like, I grew up, he was a Air Force, like my pop was a rodeo cowboy, like it was all this. Yeah. But yeah, it's
so cool.
It was sick. They're the best dad, best pop, but like, yeah, my dad is a big softie.
Yeah.
And it's been interesting watching him as he gets older.
Yeah.
Break those shackles of like having to be that masculine, hold everything in as well. Yeah. I learned a lot from him.
That's
definitely.
So good.
Yeah,
that's so good.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Being close,
I'm pretty lucky with that. A lot of, you can see that teaching kids as well, which young boys in particular don't have a good male role model in their life.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it like kind of two ways, how they treat female teachers, and also how they gravitate towards me because I'm a masculine energy in their life. And so you'll see they sort of really gravitate towards you.
Yeah,
yeah, it's nice, but it's also very sad.
Yup, gay.
High five, loser.
Oh fuck no! It's really cool that you make such a big difference in people's lives.
Well, not anymore.
Well, yeah, yeah. You're like, fuck them, they're fine.
I used to. Now I just tell dick jokes for a living, yeah.
That's better. The interesting thing also about watching like your dad get older and softer.
Yeah.
Men get more estrogen as they get old.
Oh, do they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
And women get more testosterone as they get older.
Okay.
And I think it's a really interesting part of life. And one of the, I mean, you know, it's such a pleasure to age, to get older. It's such a wonderful thing. But I think that's an extra level of the beauty of it is because we get to kind of experience more of what the other gender has experienced.
Yeah.
I think it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But it's an interesting thing.
It is what, yeah. Oh, sorry, I just had a picture of mum just going like, get in the car, you fucking pooper, let's go. Mum, God, stop. I don't think it actually works like that. I don't know if you've done the biology, but yeah.
It does. It does.
Does her estrogen drop and then the test drop? Like, it's not like she's not, it's not like you see 70-year-old women just going, fuck.
No, definitely not. Definitely not like that. But yeah, I mean, it's a lot more noticeable in just physicality of women as they get older, just because, like, yes, your estrogen does drop.
Yeah.
And your testosterone does increase.
Yeah.
But I think that the bench press
goes up.
Yeah, oh yeah. God, I'm finally going to be able to do a chin-up when I'm 80.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank God.
Staunch. Yeah.
But I think it's a lot more noticeable emotionally in men as
they get definitely.
Older, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's got to be so many factors to that as well because of, you know, you've just experienced more, you've like learnt more about how it is nice to feel feelings and all that.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't see it with my pop until his deathbed.
Fuck.
Yeah. Pop was fucking, he was a proper bloke.
I mean,
that's when men were men. You hold it all in and then on the deathbed you can cry and say, I love you all.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was full. I love Pop so much. But
oh, well, I'm glad he had that. You know, some people die release, when they're like out on their own and
yeah, no, it was beautiful. I was there when he died and it was beautiful and it was sad. But yeah, it was very nice. He was surrounded by all his family. It was like grandkids. It was super sad, but like very beautiful.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then I see Dad. He's a lot softer. He's starting to soften as well now. He's like 60s, almost 70. And what's that? Mum's 69. Nice. and yeah, it's just been interesting. Yeah, I think the world is shifting as well with like masculine energy and that sort of stuff. There's a really cool book that I was reading called Of Boys and Men.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just interesting from the perspective of teaching young boys and finding their way with like, because masculinity now, you almost say that word with the word toxic in front of it all the time now.
Yeah.
It's very an interesting time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because like economically women are able to get jobs, support themselves.
Which they shouldn't be.
Which, absolutely. What are we doing? Trump 2020 for not. But yeah, they can support themselves economically and it's like boss girl.
Yeah.
But you can also have the kids and the mature side as well, whereas like dudes, economically successful, but then we haven't really pushed the emotional side up as well. Like it's this weird sort of, young men are sort of finding their way, and I'm not saying it's so hard to be a man, but I'm just saying it is an interesting time. Dudes trying to find their feet. What is masculinity? Is it toxic? Is it like all that sort of?
It is. It is confusing. I've actually been doing a joke about that lately, and it's weird because I try to talk to the audience first, and maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should just fucking tell them what they should know.
But yeah,
I do say like, you know, it's a phenomenon at the moment where a lot of guys don't. Young guys don't know or don't feel like they know what it means to be a man. And I ask the crowd, like, does anyone feel like that? And they are not keen to chat about it.
Because dudes can't talk about it. Yeah. It's like, yeah.
It's
yeah.
so crazy. But it is interesting when it's like a smaller gig or, you know, like a more artistic kind of area. Some guys will open up about it.
Yeah.
But for the most part, they're just like, no, I know.
Yeah.
And it's fun because then I can make fun of them and be like, yeah, I've got a dick. I'm a man. I've got a dick.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah.
It's so interesting. Like, it's different. It's a different world. You're not building us a home. You're not freaking.
Yeah, feminism's really gone good now that all the good shit's built, isn't it?
You
go, thanks for that. You guys are toxic now. The bridge is broken. Actually.
It's so sad though, because like, I mean, you're a great example. I think Jacob, my boyfriend, is a great example of like guys that are very manly and very comfortable in their masculinity and like know what that means. I don't know.
It took me ages.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
It took me a while. I think because I know Jacob well, and he's he was definitely way further ahead than I was.
Traumatic childhood. That'll do it.
Yeah, maybe dramatic child. Maybe like he was in the arts before me, whereas I came into the arts scene very late. Yeah. I came from like a bro sports locker rooms background and then got into the arts in like late 20s or early 30s.
Far out.
So it was like it was an adjustment period. Mm-hmm. Seeing like, because I grew up with like the arts is gay.
Yeah.
But if you go in the locker room with your boys and get the dicks out, that's the straightest thing you can do. Like it's so weird because like all my mates that are like masculine from Queensland, I've seen all their dicks. But like all my mates in the arts, gay arts scene, I've seen none of their dicks. And except for one, Kappa.
Oh my God.
I lived with Kappa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good dick.
You guys had COVID together as well, you know. It was a troubling.
It was time. A whole thing. Yeah.
We actually end this podcast by playing sleepover games. We're almost out of time, so we got to get into them. Are you into that?
Well, how long have we been going?
53 minutes.
Fuck.
I know. We're like chatting.
Sorry, I talk so much shit. I don't even know if I answered your questions. I go off track a lot.
Oh, it's a podcast. What are you talking about? True. It's perfect. You're great. True. Jesus Christ, work on the self-esteem.
I do have to work on that. Nah, it's all right. It's getting there.
It's so weird when people are so buff and beautiful and still struggling with self-esteem.
Nah, I've never, ever thought of myself. I thought maybe in like my late 20s, I grew my hair long, I got a beard, I was in really good shape, and I was like, you're doing good. But then, now, there's also the comedian part of my brain that's like, you're an idiot, you're a loser, you're not funny.
I know. It's cross to bear.
Anyway,
the first sleepover game is Would You Rather?
Yep.
You know the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, you understand how to play?
Yeah, very familiar.
Great. I'd be very concerned about your teaching ability if you did not.
What the fucking would you rather?
I'm just checking.
Who's playing that at school?
Well, no, not to teach, but I just would think that you were dumb if you didn't know how the game
works. Oh, okay. I thought you meant it like in a school context. Right? All right, kids, we're gonna do Pythagoras, but before that, would you rather your dick as long as your nipples or your nipples as long as your dick?
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really badly educated, so I have no concept of what schooling is. You know, maybe that's what I thought school was. A series of sleepover games.
Pretty much is that, yeah. The education system these days.
Okay.
Hit it.
Would you rather lose your muscles or your looks?
That's fucking easy because I don't have any looks anyway. God. It's just muscles. It tricks them. That's
crazy.
What I start. That's what I. Don't let the beard fool you. That's what I start. Like, I will show you a photo of me at 20. And
I can see you.
Yeah, but I've got a nice personality.
Yeah.
So that helps.
Yeah.
But if you're like putting me next to fucking Gosling, you're like, nah, dude, that's where the hell are they the same species?
Shut up.
So I am definitely. That's a stupid question.
It is a stupid question. I'll lose my looks. I think I know this one already.
Yeah.
Would you rather only get to act or do comedy?
That's really tricky because I love comedy so much.
Yeah.
And it's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah. It's so fun.
But acting especially I've been doing a lot more, like, I sort of directed this short film and I love it.
Oh, my God.
And it's real. Yeah, it'll be coming out soon.
That's so cool.
It's like a parent-teacher interview. Bless you.
Sorry.
That turns into a fight scene.
Oh, what?
Because I made friends with all these stuntmen. And they're the cool stunties are the coolest people ever.
That's so cool.
Yeah, they make chicks hot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They make chicks hot?
Oh, you just did that.
Oh.
If you see a stuntman,
yeah.
When I was on this set, this stuntman did this fucking amazing thing. He had to jump off this car, climb ladders, do all this shit, like parkour shit. And he's the coolest dude. And I was in the makeup truck with all the makeup ladies. I said, you know when Benny did that thing, the stuntman? I was like, did anything happen for you guys physically? And they were like, oh, yeah. And I was like, oh, good, because it's happening to me. He is so fucking hot. It is amazing. He's the best stuntman. They rule.
Really?
Yeah, I got a massive crush on all the stuntmen. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Stunties. Stunt girls. Yeah, I got beat up by this stuntie who's now a gladiator.
Oh, my God.
You know Halo?
Yeah.
Halo on Gladiator, the beautiful blonde. She staunched me the first day on set.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my God, she's gorgeous. And then it came and she goes, g'day, mate, how you going? And just went, oh, because so she's like cool. An ex-MMA fighter. She beat me up in front of my girlfriend. I was like, fucking cut it out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Shanique, she rules. Yeah.
That's so sick.
But, like, the dudes, I had a massive man crush on all the dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, they're fucking sick. I don't know. See, I go off track. Sorry.
Anyway, no, it's okay.
What
was
the question?
Acting or comedy?
That's
tough.
Nah, can't choose.
Can't choose.
Nah, I'm not. I'm just in a real weird place at the moment because I love acting so much.
Yeah.
And like some cool shit's coming out soon.
Mm.
And I don't know when this podcast is going to come out.
Couple weeks.
Yeah, it'll be out soon.
Okay. Okay. All right. You don't have to choose. It's okay. It's not. I don't have a gun to your head. What if you just did acting, but you could also do like funny movies?
Yeah, that would be a good.
Yeah.
See, I don't want to answer that because I think I will always want to. I will always do comedy. Yeah. Like, if acting somehow takes off, I would always want to do open mics.
Yeah, of course.
They're
it's so fun.
The best. It's just so fun. It's a very honest,
such
beautiful
a quick
place.
Hit as well. Just straight to the veins.
A hit or hit good or hit bad. You like,
which is also exhilarating.
It's sick. I'm like, oh, I'm the best at comedy. This is all. And then one gig, you're like, I'm the fucking suck. You should give up.
I want to die.
Yeah.
All right, next game is Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Actually, I will choose comedy because it keeps you more humble.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. All right.
I think it keeps you more level-headed.
You've really put some thought into this.
Well, yeah. Acting, you don't have that. Like, people will see a movie or something and go, oh, that was so great. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then behind your back go, oh, about that. Whereas,
that's
like,
a great
comedy
point.
Is so, you say a joke, if they don't laugh, you suck.
It's honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It would keep me the most honest comedy.
That's
but
so true.
I do love acting just as much.
Okay. All right. Fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah.
Now, I need to preface this by saying that you did a movie. My God, excuse me. Which one was it? Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah.
You did a movie with them.
I was a fucking warm prop in that movie.
Well.
But yeah.
You were a great prop.
I had two lines in it and they cut one of them. They left in, hey, Jeff. They cut the other one.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Sorry, did I get that right? Hey, Jeff.
Oh, my God. The pressure to just do one or two lines, though, honestly.
It sucked.
Yeah.
It was like... because I had to say it to Miles Teller, who is the best actor in the world.
Yeah.
And he rules as well. He's cool as shit.
And you have to just sound normal.
Yeah.
Like a normal person.
Yeah.
And with an accent.
Yeah.
Kill me. Oh, my God. I can't wait to make that my struggle.
Sucks.
Okay, Fuck, Marry, Kill, Chris, Luke, and Liam Hemsworth.
Fuck, marry, kill. Well, marry Chris,
because
then you can divorce him and get half.
Smart.
Yeah.
Wow, planning for the divorce already.
Well, that's just, yeah.
It's smart.
I think I'd, Well, sorry, I had the divorce in the... That's what feminism's done to me.
Oh, my God, shut up.
That's getting half of everything.
Prina, please.
What the fuck? Yeah, I guess I'll fuck. I don't know.
I think the answer's obvious.
Hold on, what's the other one? Liam.
Liam and Luke. I don't even know who Luke is.
Luke, yeah, but he's a short little stocky bloke. I reckon he'd go at it.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
Cause
and then kill Liam.
Obviously. Sorry.
Yeah, because he's going to be the next Witcher, and you can't be the next Witcher after Henry Cavill.
I didn't know that.
Poor fella. Like, he's... That's well, not tough. Poor fella. He's getting paid millions. Fine. But like as a career move, it's pretty tricky.
See, I'd just kill him because I'm a Miley Cyrus fan.
Ah,
I've got my girl.
Okay. Yeah, she's cool, I guess. Okay. I don't know. I'd like to meet her in real life.
I think that we would be great friends. Sorry, I think we will be
she
great friends.
She seems nice.
Yeah.
But also people that are that famous are fucking weirdos.
Of course. But I don't know. She's like, she seems pretty cool.
Yeah. Is she on Instagram?
Yeah.
I've got a theory. The coolest people, coolest celebrities aren't on Instagram.
I think that's wrong. I think that the fakest celebrities aren't on Instagram.
The fakest?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, well, we'll
Ryan
find
out. Ryan Gosling's not on Instagram.
Oh, well, then that shoots my friggin' theory in the foot. That's not the same.
He's
but
the
you know that. Okay, all right. You're right. You're right. He's the coolest. He's so hot.
Yeah. He is.
He's so hot. Okay. I think we got to do our last game.
Yeah.
It's truth or dare.
Yep.
Now, I already told you the truth, so I'm going to strongly suggest you do dare, but I will make another truth if you want.
Nah, go dare.
Okay, yes. I dare you, speaking of the king, to give me Ryan Gosling's number.
I don't have Ryan Gosling's number.
God damn it. All right.
Why would I have Ryan Gosling's number?
Because you did a movie with him.
Yeah, but he wouldn't give me his number. I hung out with him a lot during scenes, and he is really ugly and mean.
Lies.
That's the complete Lies. Opposite. He is as handsome as you think and nice, like beyond it's, yeah.
How?
You know, you're like really, yeah. And then, well, that's just my theory about Instagram. He just loves his kids. He loves his wife. He does, he's just a sick actor. And he's real funny, which I'm like, pick a lane, motherfucker.
Yeah,
like, he can't be,
fucked.
He's really funny. And it's like,
so messed up.
Yeah.
What a delight.
Yeah, I'd like to give you some shit. Like, I'd like to get you, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw his dick when he's getting changed and it's not that good, but...
You have dick on the brain, by the way. Just
saying. Maybe. Yeah, well, you put the fuck, marry, kill gay shit in my... You only gave me gay options. I wish I could tell you something, but he's just... Yeah.
I don't want to hear anything bad about him. I think he's an angel.
Surely there's something. He rules. Nah. He's so nice. Yeah.
That's beautiful. All right. So an email address or...
I'll ask him on the red carpet.
I'll give you a little note and then you can give him that.
Yeah. Okay.
If that's a good dare.
Yeah. I'll give him to it. I'll say, Chloe gave you this.
I dare you to ask Ryan Gosling to do my podcast.
Imagine. Yeah.
Can you imagine? Oh my God, I saw Joe Jonas. I saw the Jonas Brothers are coming to Australia and I had the gall, the audacity to try and send him a DM and say, want to do my podcast?
That's great.
No,
but you got some good followers now.
I know.
You got some clout, don't you?
I thought it was worth a shot, but he hasn't seen it. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, right.
I thought it was worth a shot. I like asking. I think it's a...
Yeah, you got to throw it out there. You got to swing.
Right? I mean, I managed to get you on.
Yeah, I was really busy day. I got to go play pickleball after this. Fuck.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, my God, any time. Can you give dates for these things that you've got coming out soon? Or do you want to plug anything?
So the special will be coming out around like early April.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Parent Teacher Night.
Mm-hmm.
And a short film will be coming out around about the same time. And then The Fall Guy that I'm in is in cinemas in May.
In theatres.
In theatres. Yeah, it's pretty dope.
So
and then
exciting.
I don't know how much I'm in it. They could cut me out. They're probably like, this guy is fucking horrible. And then I'm in a show called White Fever that Ra Chapman wrote. And I think that's out in August. But just follow me on Big Red Ben Knight.
Big Red Ben Knight.
And I put
beautiful.
All the shit up there.
Yeah,
I don't
wonderful.
Post much, but yeah, I'll put stuff up.
Of course.
I've got to start doing more.
Yeah, you got to. It's the most important thing.
And on that note.
Thank you, beautiful requesties, for listening.
Are they called requesties?
They're called requesties.
You fucking dorks.
Shut up. Don't you bully my audience.
Requesties.
Don't you bully them.
If there's a dude out there that calls himself requestie.
He's hot. That's what. Jacob calls himself a requestie.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Not to your face when he wants to have sex.
Yeah.
But to the boys, he's like, I don't fucking call that shit.
That's how he puts the moves on. He's like, baby, I love your podcast.
Yeah. Do you want
to... It works.
Go to town on your little requesty.
Shut up. You know, thank you for listening. I love you all. Mwah.
Bye.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.